Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Brewer Show with your hosts, Ted and Austin Brewer, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted Brewer, so I'm glad you're here with us today. A lot of news, a lot of breaking news, a lot of crazy news happening. So we're going to get started on it right now. Austin, what's the first story for the day?
First of all, I wanted to cover to give you guys a heads up on this now. The United States, the Obama administration, has ordered the families of U.S. military and diplomatic personnel to leave all the southern parts of Turkey on Tuesday, which basically consists of almost all of Turkey except for the top northeast region, and warned U.S. citizens against any travel to Turkey against mounting security concerns. They said the Pentagon saying about 670 dependents of U.S. military personnel are going to be moving out. What's interesting about this is that there's a lot of stuff going on over there. Remember, we saw that Russia's starting to pull back. There's another article I just saw today that actually Ron Paul was reporting on. The commander of NATO's European command, General Philip Breedlove, announced that they'll be working with the U.S. to send thousands of additional troops to deploy to the Russian border. The teams will conduct military exercises. They're sending armored brigade combat teams all the way through Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary, according to a statement from the U.S. European Command. A typical U.S. Army armored brigade is roughly around 4,500 soldiers, and they will be stationed, all of them, on the border of Russia. It's going to cost us around $3.4 billion to move these troops over there and start the combat brigade patrols. But I find this very interesting that we're setting this off now. We announced this today. Now we're pulling all of our personnel dependents out of the Turkey. I know you had a buddy you were talking to as well, Dad, that somebody, he said somebody else was pulling out of Turkey. Who was that?
Rodney Howard Brown contacted me this morning at around 7 a.m., and he told me that he has a church that he works with and supports in Turkey, and they were contacted this morning, and the Israeli people contacted them, that the Israelis have also been pulled out of Turkey. The problem is the president of Turkey was put in there by the CIA, just like Saddam Hussein was, and just like Gaddafi was. And so he's gone rogue on us. He's trying to bribe them, trying to get more and more money, trying to get billions of dollars to take more refugees. All of this kind of stuff is just not going to work with the CIA. They don't play those games. They don't play nice. They don't do like everybody else has to do. They don't have to be law-abiding citizens. They can just kill people, which is what they do. And this is what they're probably planning on doing to Turkey now. They're probably going to overthrow the government there. That's my, I have no proof of that whatsoever, but that's my projection on this, that Turkey's probably doing something as far as the drugs that are coming out of Afghanistan, going through Turkey. They're probably wanting a bigger cut, bigger slice, bigger whatever, or they're not letting them be transported as freely as the drugs need to flow into the United States. The $1 trillion in heroin that's distributed by our United States military into these different organizations, these mob associated organizations in the United States to be distributed, and the money to be laundered through the Vatican Bank. Now, this is a big mess. And see, the thing about it is this. You always got to realize, it's like Voltaire said. Voltaire said, whoever you can't criticize is the person who's in control. And see, and there's a lot of different countries around the world that really don't like criticism at all. They have huge lobbying groups that set up, you know, shop in Washington, D.C. as foreign corporations to stop people from saying things about their particular countries. And this is going on a lot, especially in the Middle Eastern countries. And the thing we need to understand is this, is that there's an unseen hand that's taking us into World War III. In fact, William Carr, you can get one of his books. It's called Pawns in the Game. It's free online. There's no cost. You can look it up online. You put William Carr, Pawns in the Game, free PDF. And it'll pop right up, and you can read the entire book. This guy was born back in, I think, 1895, and he wrote this book back in the 50s after World War II was over with. And he lays out the entire situation and what they're planning on doing. He also did extensive research with the letters that have been written by Albert Pike, the grand wizard, dragon, whatever he was of the Illuminati, and also of the Masonic lodges, who was also a Confederate war general. And he said there are going to be three world wars. The first world war was to depose the Russian czars. That's what he said. The second world war was to bring communism into most of Europe, which is what it did. And the third world war will be fomented against the Muslims and the Christians and the Jews. He said it may take 100, 150 years to get this done, but this is what the global leadership has already decided to do. He said in his book this is all being orchestrated by the Luciferian group that worships Satan. Now, they're also bringing out the temples of Baal that we talked about yesterday, and they're also starting the blood sacrifices this next month in April. So all of this stuff is happening right now. Remember I said yesterday I started giving all the dates in April of something big's probably going to happen in April, Austin, and now here we are having our troops, or having our families recalled, Israel's recalling, everybody's recalling. So who knows what's going to happen in Turkey next month. It's going to be an interesting month, especially with the blood sacrifices starting to Baal. So it's going to be, it's the whole thing is just really weird to me. Because I've been talking about this stuff now for so long and trying to get people to read these books. You know, guys, please go online, pull up the free PDF, Pawns in the Game by William Carr. I think it's William Guy Carr. And just get the free PDF. It's not going to cost you anything. This morning I got the latest Chuck Baldwin newsletter out, and he basically had a whole list of books to read. Now I picked one of them that I thought was really interesting. It was called The Cross of Hitler, and how Hitler used the Christian church in Germany to promote fascism and to completely brainwash the minds of the Europeans and the Germans under Nazism and under the fascist state of Hitler and under the Third Reich. And so I immediately went and bought that book because it looked like it was the most interesting one that he had promoted. And he even said, this is an important book, this is a must read. And so I bought it. So when I ask you guys to read a book that's free, it's free. I mean, I can't do more than free, okay? Look it up online, get the PDF, and read it. It's about 150, 80 pages. Very easy read, but it goes into detail on the different wars and how they promote them and what they're planning on doing. And this could be one of the end games coming in now. Also, they've been trying to start a world war in that area now for a couple of years. Russia won't bite. They don't want anything to do with it. They've had enough of it. And now to mass these troops on the border with Russia, it's like, you know, they're just basically telling Putin, just try to do something. Let's see what you can do. Now, let me change my next story here. This is interesting. This is from Alexander Bruce, who has the website Forbidden Knowledge. And she wrote this article, and it's called World Without Work. It's a DVD that's on YouTube. It's got quite a few views already. And here's what she wrote. She goes, this is about human obsolescence. The disruptive influence of artificial intelligence was a key topic in the recent 2016 economic conference in Davos, Switzerland. DJ from Level 9 News breaks down the three major steps in the takeover of AI in daily human tasks. The first wave were the robots, which construct the cars and the like, or what she calls narrow-based AI, or artificial intelligence. The second wave is upon us now, which is the incorporation of the AI into virtually every facet of our lives, including all aspects of production, distribution, finance, the dissemination of information, our increasing reliance on these technologies, including in the way that we communicate with one another. This phase is incorporating AI, or AGI, and ASI, that's the artificial superintelligence. The third and final wave is on the horizon. This is within 10 to 15 years, and it will render humans simply obsolete. It will present in a phase of the total ASI dominance over everything for its own survival and evolution, almost like the movie that we saw, Terminator. It is predicted that within 5 years, 47% of the global workforce will yield to total automation. Within the following 5 to 10 years, we'll be facing a world without work. The fact is common knowledge among the tech giants. They've been gearing down for this for a number of years. With this inevitability of zero employment on the event horizon, Silicon Valley led a basic income create-a-thon, a.k.a. a government-distributed basic living wage. So what's happening here, guys, is the artificial intelligence that we've talked about many times on the Hagman Show and on this show, which is being incorporated through the CIA, through the supercomputers, is tying us into everything through our iPads, through our iPhones, through our other instruments that we have in the house, through our dishwashers, through our thermostats, through our refrigerators, through our TV sets, and is tying us into this electrical grid for the artificial intelligence to monitor our energy levels that are coming out of our body. They did this with the Morgellons antenna. I covered this in detail on the Hagman Show last Friday night. If you guys would please listen to that show. That's how they've done this. They tied us all into this groupthink, this hive mind, this Borg mind on what the artificial intelligence could do to control us. I personally believe when we have human beings like adults riding at Easter egg contests, you know, picking up Easter eggs. We have human beings in the mall in Louisville a few months ago. 1,500 people started beating on each other immediately in a room, started, you know, the giant mall started beating up and fighting for absolutely no reason whatsoever. I personally believe this is the testing of the research that was done in fine tune with cluster topology back in 2003 in the Gulf War. In fact, when I was on the show last week on Coast to Coast with George Dory, the final caller was one of the men who was in the military who said he controlled the radar equipment that broadcast the frequency to change the way people felt and made them very, very docile. So this thing is on us, whether we want to believe it, whether we want to think about it. This is the whole version. This is why we have chemtrails. The chemtrails were to implant us with this nanotechnology for us to breathe these tiny, tiny nanoparticles, this smart dust. And it was also for us to breathe the Morgellons bacteria into our body, which is a cross-domain species of insect, of plant, and of animal origin. That's what they're doing to us and have already done to us. That's why I tell you this, and please listen to me again. Go to healthmasters.com. We've got a program there for your immune system, for your immune system that strengthens your immune system. And it's designed specifically to keep your body strong and your immune system functioning perfectly. Now, what we've learned with the artificial intelligence and the Morgellons and all of this stuff, the Morgellons can start breaking through the skin, causing unbelievable itching and everything else through the skin, and fibers come out through the skin if the immune system is impaired, especially if it's been impaired with heavy metals. Now, another thing they're trying to do, they're trying to get as many people, this is controversial, I'm fixing to say. So this you're not going to hear me say this on very many shows except for my own show. They're trying to give us as many people as they possibly can with autism in the United States. They're trying to do this, they're doing it, it's just, they're literally hell-bent, and I use that term very clearly, on getting as many children autistic as they possibly can so that these demons that are involved with the artificial intelligence can basically possess these children. Because they won't have any resistance from a physical level as far as their mind saying no. Now, whether you agree with me on that or not, that's some of the research that's coming out from some of the top physicists over in Europe. So again, that's my opinion, the physicists in Europe's opinion, but there's no other reason for them trying to infect 1 in 2 children with autism by 2025, and all children as far as boys by 2035, and all girls by 2037. And there was no reason for this big giant kickback that we've had with Robert De Niro releasing that movie Vax like we've seen. Now, hopefully it'll be released in New York City. It won't be as big of a show, but hopefully we'll get it put out. But they want to cause autism in these children. They know they're doing it. The researcher Thompson's come out and said they're doing it. They don't care. They don't care. They're doing this. And there has to be another demonic reason they're doing this. Because again, the AI is going to be controlled by Lucifer himself. He's going to bring in all of this stuff, this new world order, to worship him. That's what this whole thing's about. It's all about transhumanism. It's like Ray Kurzweil said, when they asked him if he believed in God, he goes, not yet, because he's planning on creating God with this artificial intelligence. Now, he lied when he said that, by the way, because he does believe, and they all worship Lucifer at that level. It's all part of what they do. So this is the sick part of all of this, and I wanted you to read that article this morning, this from Alexander Bruce, because she's a brilliant writer, brilliant girl, super high IQ, genius, and she writes all of this stuff, and she's got some of the best stuff out there on the market that you can listen to. Her name of her website is Forbidden Knowledge TV. It's Forbidden Knowledge TV, I believe it is, and you could sign up for her newsletters, and they're completely free. Now, some of it's new agey. I'm not going to tell you that it's not. Some of it's new agey. So you got to have to use your Christian filters on that and just say, hey, look, you know, I don't buy all that. Because remember, when Jesus Christ died for us on Calvary, he's interdimensional. It's a fourth dimensional physics. We talked about that the other day with Planck and all the other guys who talked about this. I covered all of this on Hagman's show on Friday night. He continually broadcasts that healing DNA frequency so that our soul is going to be continually restored from the first century, back when Jesus Christ was crucified, because he's omnipresent. So I go into detail on that on the show. And this is what restores our DNA. This is so important that you understand who we are as Christians and the power and the authority that we've been given as the believer. We have authority over all of this mess. We don't have to allow this mess to get inside of us. But guys, listen to me. You need to follow what the scripture says as far as diet and eating. The word says it. Don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple, that God's spirit lives within you? And if you destroy God's temple, he will destroy you. That's what the word says. And so listen, You really have to take care of yourself, especially if you're pregnant. You can't be eating these GMO foods. You can't be taking these chemically laced vitamins. You can't be putting fluoride on your body. You can't be taking flu shots and all the things they're trying to get pregnant women to do now. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to tie us into the AI. They're trying to give as many people autism as they possibly can. And I believe, and I've been one of the, and Vela says the same thing, and I agree with him on this, they're trying to get as many vessels ready for these demons to come in and inhabit. So it's some crazy stuff, because remember, they see us as their food source through light photons. That's how they basically live in these other dimensions, and that's what they do in these satanic rituals. They feed these things, and in doing so, they allow these demons to come in and control the reality in which they function as far as these demonic worshipers do, and it gives them all kinds of stuff, the planes and the G5s and the G6s and the fame, but they've got to sign that contract in blood. And yesterday we read you the Jesuit oath, which says the Jesuits also sign their contract in blood. This is some weird stuff. It's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. I covered it with Hagman last Friday night. You guys need to please read it. Austin, sorry to go so long on that, but I needed to cover that.
No, I definitely. And one thing I want to add, too, as far as women are pregnant, you know, I haven't discussed this that much on the show, but I did want to touch on it because I forgot about it the other day and I wanted to bring it up. You know, Lana had some issues with morning sickness when she first got pregnant, about the first 8 to 10 weeks. And granted, you know, we found some things that helped out quite a bit, the B5, B6, also too, the D3, eating small meals and drinking water, you know, in small increments throughout the day. Because the thing about it is, guys, she refused to take Zofran. She refused to take it. I didn't want her to take it either, and I was glad she did not fight me on it. Because a lot of these women, and they get pregnant, they start having, you know, nausea issues, which, guys, it's horrible growing up. I've done it, too. It's not fun being nauseous. But the problem is now more and more and more studies are linking to Zofran to all kinds of birth defects, cleft palate, clubbed feet, all this different stuff. The FDA even came out on this a couple of years ago, yet women are still lining up as soon as they have the earliest sign of nausea when they're pregnant. I talked to one of Atlanta's friends the other day, and one of her friend's friends had actually been pregnant, and she got nausea real bad the first couple of weeks into it, and she just stayed on Zofran for like 4 months and didn't even know she was still getting nausea. She just wanted to keep taking it because she was so afraid to get more nausea. Guys, there's no reason to put these synthetic chemicals in your body like this. They're way too harsh. When you know they've been directly linked to birth defects, what is the risk? Don't get me wrong. It's rough being nauseous, and you got to deal with it for 2, 3, 4 months. But 2, 3, 4 months of being nauseous compared to having some type of serious birth defect in your child for the rest of their life, for another 60, 70, 80 years, these things are going to, you know, contribute problems to this child because you didn't want to be nauseous for a couple months. Don't do it, guys. The same thing with Pitocin as far as the induced labor, unless it's absolutely necessary. The same thing with epidurals, all this stuff. There's no reason to put the hospital medical model involved in your birth. Do some research on it. There's a video that Atlanta watched a while back ago. It was called The Business of Being Born, or The Business of Birth, one of those. It's on Amazon. And it goes into detail of that, of how the medical industry, the insurance companies, the hospitals have taken hold of pregnancies like it's a disease, like it's something that needs to be removed from you. Everything's on a timeline. Everything's medically treated. Everything's done with pharmaceuticals. There's no natural approach to it. If the doctor's got a 6:30 Christmas party, you better believe you're getting a C-section if you're not done by 6. And that's exactly how it goes, guys. So just do some research before you do this. On the same thing with another pregnancy topic, the FDA now has now extended the usable date of the abortion pill, Mifeprex. Now it will be even cheaper and easier to get abortion medications for women. They expanded the use to 70 days of gestation from the original 49 days. There's some toxic stuff, guys. Not only are you aborting your baby, there's no question about it. I mean, taking this stuff, you know, almost 2, 3 months into your pregnancy already. But what it does is it blocks the hormone progesterone in the body, which is very, very important for females. And then it causes the uterus to contract and empty, which you basically have a miscarriage. And so it completely disrupts the entire hormone balance of the body on top of causing your body to miscarriage. It's really toxic stuff on top of you aborting your baby. I'm not even saying that's a horrible horrible aspect of it, but what it does to your body also when you take this stuff is horrible. Now the FDA's increased it another almost 3 weeks, how long you can use it in a pregnancy. Joe, just goes to show you that they really don't care about your overall health or the baby's overall health. As long as they can sell more pharmaceuticals, they're about it.
Well, you're absolutely right, Austin. In fact, what I always tell folks, just do the old-fashioned way. You know, you can do a withdrawal method, which isn't always successful, but you can also wear condoms as far as preventing pregnancy and also prevents the transmission of STDs in most cases, not all of them, most of them. And so if you're trying to have a baby, you know, you don't have to worry about birth control. But if you are not trying to have a baby, it's just easier to use a little bit of birth control as far as, and I don't recommend the birth control pills because of all the horrible side effects associated with those, including blood clots and cancer, et cetera, et cetera. But let the guy take precautions. And also, I do not recommend that guys get vasectomies at all, because I've seen so many patients in the office that have had all kinds of prostate problems, including prostate cancer. And it was a lot of them, more of them have had vasectomies than those who have not had vasectomies. So I don't recommend the vasectomies either. Whenever you start going in and messing with the plumbing or the way God made it, you start just asking for problems. I've just seen it so many times. It's like women going in and having their tubes tied and all that nonsense. I mean, just use precaution. Just use precaution. And don't get pregnant. I mean, it's not like it takes rocket science not to get pregnant, for heaven's sakes. And, you know, and guys, if you're not married, you shouldn't be having sex anyhow. Same thing with you ladies. You shouldn't be doing it. I mean, that's why God called us to be holy. And if you're not saved, well, okay, I got that, okay. But at least use some kind of precaution and do something not to get pregnant. I mean, I wasn't saved my first, 6 years of college or whatever. I never got by pregnant. I didn't do that. I mean, you have to be careful. And just don't be thinking, well, I'll just take this pill and abort this fetus. It's too harsh on you, and it's just killing a life. That's all it is. And because birth and conception, I personally believe that life begins at conception. I believe that. And remember, I took the embryology class. I was in the embryology lab for 100 hours, you know, the fall semester of 1975. And I saw that life begins when we started doing all these different egg things and different embryos and everything else. So, guys, just take precautions. Here's another interesting article on health. Long-term vegetarian diet actually changes human DNA, raising the risks of cancer and heart disease. I've told you guys this so many times. And now it does it from an epigenetic standpoint. In other words, it increases the risks of heart disease and cancer to you and to your offspring. So don't do that. I mean, vegetarianism, listen guys, I've done the vegetarian stuff, right? I've done that back in the 80s. I never forget that, because that was a big fad back in the 80s, and I'd been trained as a naturopathic physician. I knew all the stuff about vegetarianism, and I thought, well, you know what? I can make sure I get adequate protein combinations. I'll make sure I get all my amino acids. I'm good. I can handle this. Well, what it did, I went from about 190 where I am now all the way down to 157, which I lost 33 pounds. I looked like a walking skeleton. You know, I mean, I lost all my muscle weight. It was ridiculous. I remember I jumped on a bench press one time. I used to do, what could I do? 25 reps with 200 pounds and 15 reps with 250 and 7 reps with 300 on the bench. I mean, I was super strong. Austin, I jumped on a bench press. This is when we were in Cancun with you way back when, and I was in that vegetarian mess. I couldn't bench press to 200 pounds one time. I lost that much strength. I could do it 25 reps, and I couldn't do it once. I mean, I couldn't even move it. And I thought to myself, you've got to be kidding me. I've lost this much lean muscle weight, and I felt awful. I had black circles under my eyes, and I'm taking all the supplements. And I thought, you know what? The heck with this vegetarian stuff. This stuff is ridiculous. No wonder everybody who's vegetarian looks so sickly. I feel awful. I had no energy. I'm in my 30s with no energy. And I thought, not living like this, I'm done. And so we start eating beef again and eating meat again and eating chicken and fish and everything else. Now, mind you, I don't eat anything besides organic most of the time, unless I eat out in a restaurant, and I can't be 100% certain of what it is, but I very rarely eat out in restaurants, and we always make sure that our beef here at the house is grass-fed, no hormones, no GMO feed, none of that. And you still can't get rid of the stinking chemtrails on the grass because they're still eating aluminum. So that's frustrating to me too. So, but the reality is I continue to eat meat. We always have beef 2 or 3 times a week, or we have a friend of mine who goes hunting all the time. They bring us fresh deer every year. We have eat 3 deer a year. And so that's how we eat. So we eat super, super clean at the house. But guys, vegetarianism, I'm telling you guys, because you're going to have to live on a bunch of soy protein to get adequate amounts of protein, and all you're going to do is get gynecomastia, and your boobs are going to get big. I'm telling you guys, that's what's going to happen. All right, it becomes a big nuisance when you start doing all that stuff. Stay away from soy. Stay away from vegetarian diets. Go eat a steak, as far as I'm concerned. Austin, what's your next story?
Yeah, this is a pretty cool article now. We've talked about this a few times. And what we're doing and what the other natural, you know, minded individuals on the radio are doing is really starting to pay off, in my opinion, at least from what I'm seeing. From the GMOs to the vaccine, more and more people are waking up now. This is awesome. Slumping demand for diet sodas by PepsiCo and Coca-Cola propelled a decline for the broader industry. Overall sales of carbonated soft drinks has now dropped for the 11th consecutive year in the United States. Total carbonated soft drink sales has declined another 1.2% in 2015, accelerating from 2014's 0.9% drop. And it looks like 2016 is going to beat even 2015's record if it continues on the same slump. The industry has found itself out of favor as consumers are seeking beverage alternatives to soda that are deemed healthier, notably juices and naturally flavored waters and all types of other stuff on the market now that these companies are realizing, hey, there's a market for this. And a lot of these alternatives, if you look at them now, they don't contain that many calories as soda. There's no high fructose corn syrup. And a lot of them don't include sweeteners like aspartame. And now that everyone is waking up to sucralose, even more people are dumping artificial-based drinks, especially when that article came out a couple months ago that stated sucralose now is directly linked to leukemia. More and more people are staying away from the artificial drinks. More people are staying away from the high fructose corn syrup and sticking with more naturally flavored drinks that are much healthier for you if you don't want to drink just water. But that's great. I mean, more and more and more people are moving away from soda. The 11th consecutive year in 2015, carbonated soft drinks have dropped in the United States. I'm pretty proud of that, man. That's exciting to me.
I am too, Austin. You know, I remember years ago when I first started talking about this stuff. Because remember, guys, I told you guys, for those who are listening to me, and you've been listening to me for 30 years, I warned you about the diet sodas back in the 80s. I warned you about aspirin. This is 30 years ago. Austin's 28 years old here in a few months, and he knows we've eaten clean like this our whole time he's been with us, since he was a baby. We don't do this. I mean, we just, even when my kids go out in public, they don't do this stuff. Most of them, every once in a while, they may sneak one or whatever. But I tell them, if you're going to sneak one, get one with real sugar if you can find one, but don't use anything with artificial sweeteners in it. And every once in a while, we'll give them one if we find one of the old Cokes or whatever that doesn't have anything in it. And now, every once in a while, I'm talking like once every 4 or 5 years, okay? This isn't like once every 4 or 5 weeks. And then, because I just want them to taste what they used to taste like and realize that they're not being deprived. This is not something they need to be putting in, eating their teeth. They'll actually, Cokes have phosphoric acid in them. Most soft drinks do. They'll actually dissolve the enamel off your teeth. They'll actually rot your teeth out. And they'll also dissolve bones. They cause osteoporosis and osteoporotic fractures. They're unbelievably bad for you. And I've been telling people not to use aspartame since forever, since it came out, because it contains 10% methanol, which is paint thinner, which cannot be made non-poisonous, 45% aspartic acid, which eats holes in your brain, and 45% phenylalanine, which in high concentration causes permanent nerve and brain damage in anyone. This is a product that actually breaks down to form formaldehyde. It forms a chemical called the diketiopeperazine, or a DKP, in neurochemistry. That degrades to form what's called a nitrosuria, and nitrosuria is one of the most effective agents known to man for reducing malignant brain tumors in laboratory animals. This product causes brain tumors. And I've been telling people that for years and years, that when you combine it with sodium nitrite, it makes it 10 times worse, which is like diet soda combined with a pepperoni pizza, okay, which everybody has done, or a hot dog or a ham sandwich. I had a really good friend of mine die of brain cancer when he was always eating ham sandwiches with all those sodium nitrites and always sweetening everything with Equal. He died of brain tumors. And the studies prove that it causes that. So don't do this stuff. And guys, and please listen to me, because I don't make this stuff up as I go. I mean, I'm a research biochemist. That's what I did. I mean, I love that kind of stuff, and I just don't talk about it a lot because, you know, I really like the political stuff and the other stuff also, so I try to blend it all together with this show, which, by the way, makes this show very unique, because there are very few people out there that I know of that can do both what we do as far as giving you the current news along with giving you the current health updates. Here's a little thing that came from Ted Nugent that I had to read to you guys. And here's what he said. He says, there's some points about the Trump that you have to look at. He goes, Obama is against Trump. The media is against Trump. The establishment Democrats are against Trump. The establishment Republicans are against Trump. The Pope is against Trump. The United Nations is against Trump. The European Union is against Trump. China is against Trump. Mexico is against Trump. Soros is against Trump. Black Lives Matters are against Trump. MoveOn.org is against Trump. The Koch brothers are against Trump. Hateful, racist, violent liberals are against Trump. Bonus point. Cher says she will leave the country if Trump is elected. Miley Cyrus says she will leave the country. Whoopi says she will leave the country. Rosie says she will leave the country. Al Sharpton says he will leave the country. Governor Brown says California will build a wall. It sounds like the kind of president the United States needs. Don't you love that, Austin? And we've been very clear with you guys. I'm not saying Trump's the Messiah because I know better than that. Nor am I saying that he's going to fix everything. But here's what I will say. This is what I will say. Everybody hates this guy. And they don't want any president, so he's scaring some people. So they can't keep their New World Order agenda going. They may actually push it forward with Obama now to keep Trump out of office, which may be why they're pulling all these folks out of Turkey. What's your next story, Oz?
Yeah, definitely. And I saw something today, too. I don't know what's going on with this. But, for quite some time now, Wisconsin, which, is going to be a huge one next Tuesday, it appears that, Trump basically was really favored to win Wisconsin. And then out of nowhere, like yesterday or today, his momentum, everybody just switched over to Cruz. They said Cruz got this chance to win and he's probably going to take Wisconsin and all this stuff. And I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I don't know if they're planning on rigging a machine. I don't know if they know something that we don't know. But it's been quite odd that all this stuff has been pretty heavy Trump in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden now everything is heavily skewed towards Cruz of nowhere. I mean, like, heavily skewed towards him.
Well, remember, if the polls are saying that Trump's leading by 20 points, it's very difficult for the election to be lost by Trump, okay? Unless they start telling us now the polls have changed. Now, if the polls are changed, they can say, oh, the polls are neck and neck. It's 51 to 49. We don't know who's going to win. Statistically, there's no difference right now. We don't know who's going to win. Well, now when they say that, when the mainstream media, who is controlled by these boys, remember, 95% of the mainstream media is controlled by seven companies. When it's controlled by these boys who don't want Trump, they can now program us. Yep. Remember yesterday we did a show, on the show we talked about the German newscaster who said that they're being paid by the CIA to say what they're saying. He's not going to do it anymore. It's all a bunch of lies. Okay? And I sent that to John Rappaport, who'll be with us tomorrow talking about the stuff that's going on with autism again. And John Rappaport said, now you said it, now you heard it, now you know what's going on. See, this is what's happening right now. They're telling the people of the United States Trump can be beaten. They're changing the psyche. They're changing the paradigm. They're changing what they're telling us. Now, Trump no longer can win. Trump's going to be beaten in Wisconsin. Cruz could take the election. So that way, when they change the Diebold voting machines, they hack into them, and now Cruz wins by 3% in Wisconsin. They can say, see, we told you. He gained my momentum, and now Trump's losing. See, this is what it's all about. Now, Trump did say something he shouldn't have said yesterday. He said that women who have abortions should be, punished for having the abortions. I think abortions should be made illegal. I think doctors who do it are basically criminals. But the point is, if these women choose to do this, it's absolutely horrible and it's egregious. But since we passed Roe v. Wade back in 73 to try to put women in jail now for wanting to do abortions, it's something he shouldn't have said, Austin. He shouldn't have said that. And that shows me one more time that he's not a politician. Within an hour, he came back and retracted that and explained that when he met the doctor should be in jail. But the reality is he's not a career politician. He's not been trained to answer indiscreetly. I mean, these guys, they don't answer any questions. They ask you a question back when you answer them a question, and they never say anything. Yeah. He doesn't do that. So you got to cut him a little bit of slack. Because he's got to get up on these issues and he has to realize what he's saying and what he should and shouldn't say. Because quite frankly, the pro-choice crowds are going to go insane if girls are going to get locked up for having abortions. Now, should I think it should be illegal? I think it's a state issue. I think it should be illegal personally. I really do. I'm just going to tell you guys that right. That's how I feel as a Christian. But it should be in every state should decide it's legal. It shouldn't be a mandate by the federal Supreme Court. And if a state wants to have abortions and a person wants to go there and have an abortion, that's up to the state. I'm libertarian enough not to say you can't do this, though I'm opposed to them. because I know that people are going to do them regardless of what happens. But the point is this, you know, the state, if New York or New England wants to have abortions, these super liberal states, okay, all you're going to do is cause all of these problems if you try to put our southern values on those states. If they want to do it, that's their choice. Let the electorate in that state decide if it's going to be legal or not. But putting girls in jail for doing that in these states that want the abortion, Trump made a mistake. He stepped in it big time. We've come so far down this slippery slope of human sacrifice and killing these children now that it's going to take us a while to try to bring it back to some kind of normality, Austin. And quite frankly, it's a state's rights issue. It's the same thing with the income tax. It's a state rights issue. The same thing with all of these things. That's what happened with Lincoln. Lincoln decided the states weren't going to have any rights anymore, and the overreaching federal authority was going to come in and take all the states' rights away. And remember, in the early 1800s, Eli Whitney had developed the cotton gin. So slavery was on its way out because it was not economically viable simply because it was cheaper to bring a machine in to harvest the cotton. So all of this stuff that you've been told and lied to about what happened in the Civil War is a bunch of obfuscation. The mainstream media wants to write the narrative through the CIA, through the Vatican, through the Rothschild Bank, through the Bank of England, through the Rockefeller Foundation, and they want to tell you what you're supposed to believe and what you're supposed to do. That's what this show's all about. This show is to wake people up and make them realize, hey, you don't have to believe the mainstream narrative. You can believe the truth. The truth however you see the truth to be. Don't believe me what I tell you is the truth that I believe is the truth. I believe you should read your own books and make your own decisions on all of this stuff. Because the truth is this. We all have freedom of will. God gave us that. And we have to stand in the aggregate, and we have to believe God Almighty for what He told us is the truth. That's what we have to believe as Christians. But a lot of people in the world, they're not Christians. They're atheists or they're agnostics. The communists have done a great job, especially in the northern states, of destroying the Christian base, just like they've done in Europe. So guys, it's got to be a decision everybody's going to make on their own. We've all got to stand for what we believe in our own hearts. I know in my own heart that Jesus Christ is the only way, period. That's it. And that's how I believe with all of my heart. But reality is, guys, we can't force those beliefs on anybody else. They've got to come to that rationalization and that understanding themselves, Austin. Now, here's another
article.
You're
absolutely right about that. And then here's one thing, I mean, the way he said it definitely was incorrect, because you're right. It has to come down to the state's rights. That's what we need to do in general, is we have to start taking the state's rights back to what we originally had. But one thing I was pleased about is when he said that, is that that shows you what his stance is and how he feels about abortion. That is very clear.
He showed you how strongly he feels about abortion.
Exactly. You know, he may not have been quite as politically correct as everybody wanted him to be, which I could care less about that. But yes, it did show you where he stands on that, which I did like, because granted, like you said, you're going to have a very difficult time pushing federal guidelines on states to block abortion. It needs to be the state's laws. But as far as, you know, this us forcing us to pay for it, taxpayer money funding Planned Parenthood, that's egregious to me. I do not want to have my money that I pay in every year, thousands and thousands of dollars, go to a Planned Parenthood to support people that want to have these abortions simply because they want to be stupid, not use protection, and basically be promiscuous. That's not my responsibility, nor should I be forced to pay that. So I think that's what a lot of he was talking about, too, is how spendthrift the United States government is with taxpayer money. And this is another one. If you want to get an abortion and the state allows it, then it should be 100% solely on you. Insurance shouldn't be paying for it. The state shouldn't be paying for it. Taxpayers shouldn't be paying for it. If you want to be involved in that type of sick ritual, that's on you. But don't force me to pay for it. Don't tell me it's my responsibility as a United States citizen to pay for it. That's one of my biggest things about it as well.
Well, I agree with you. 100%.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your story?
One thing now with GMO foods now, more and more stuff's coming out. Now a report by the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, has found where it comes to supposed viability in modern farming, GMOs do not live up to the industry hype. Now, a chief investment officer of a large firm recently declared that GMOs are destroying natural order and will eventually lead to ruin by contaminating natural crops and the earth with irreversible genetic pollution. And he's completely accurate about this, guys. It's not just the GMO foods that we're eating that are bad for our health. It's the long-term side effects that we're going to do to the earth. And I'm not trying to sound like a big Mother Earther, because I'm not. I'm not. I believe in God Almighty. But we can't sit here and expect that we're going to spray tens of thousands of tons of glyphosate, dicamba, Agent Orange, all this stuff on these GMO weird hybrid crops that they're making now, and let it soak into the aquifer, soak into the soil, soak into the plants of the earth, and that we're not going to have any long-term serious side effects from this. Are you kidding me right now? We're just starting to see it. It's just scratching the surface. You give the rate that they're doing this right now in the United States another 15 to 20 years, the food isn't even going to be able to be grown here without being so genetically compromised, it won't even be considered food anymore. I guarantee you, if we don't do something about it. He stated here, agriculture is heading for a wall. This is from Universal Investments President and CIO Mark Spitznagel. He said, GMO seeds have not been shown to increase yield potentials at all.
That's right.
Comes from the USDA report. It's in fact, the yields of herbicide-tolerant or insect-resistant seeds may be occasionally lower than the yields of conventional varieties. That was actually from the excerpt from USDA report. I'm going to read that to you guys again. This is from the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. GMO seeds have not been shown to increase yield potentials. In fact, the yields of herbicide-tolerant and insect-resistant seeds may be occasionally lower than the yields of conventional varieties. And the reason why they put occasionally in there is because they don't want so much backlash from Monsanto, which I'm sure they're already going to get because of this. But this is what's going on, guys. More and more people are waking up to this and realizing this is not what we want. We want to have a generation for our kids. I mean, I'm about to have a kid here in 2 weeks. I mean, how am I going to explain to him in 10, 15, 20 years, sorry, son, we can't grow food. We can't grow anything in this country. We've completely polluted it because we allowed a company like Monsanto to dictate what an entire country was going to eat for generations. Are you kidding me? Some billionaire company that thinks they're above the law is going to dictate what the future generations of this country are going to eat, how they're going to feel, what kind of diseases they're going to have because of these pollutants that they're putting in our food supply and in the soil? No, man, I don't want to be a part of this. That's why I've done everything I can to wake as many people up. I mean, I'm super, super abrasive about it when I go to Walmart, any places, Publix. People will say things like, oh, that's probably GMO. That's not organic. What do you mean? I've had so many people like, what do you mean it's not GMO? And then I'll go into it. I'll start telling them. And I've told so many people. A lot of times, you know, people are kind of like, well, whatever. But, you know, that little spark, that little bit of information you give them may just turn into something else in the future and wake them up to make them want to prevent this from happening to future generations. And that's what our goal is here, and that's what I've been trying to do, is wake as many people up as possible, because this is not the direction that I want to see America going any further.
No, because there's no... But see, again, it's all eugenics. It's all Nazis. I mean, it's the Nazis. They're the eugenicists. I mean, they've all planned on doing this. They've all tied together now, and, you know, with all these other organizations that we talk about all the time. And, you know, see, the thing about it is there were two sections of the Nazi Party, okay? One were the pure National Socialists, and the other ones were the doggone Satanists. And you need to read that book by William Carr. He goes into detail on this. And the Satanists are the ones that really started doing a lot of things they weren't supposed to do, because England and the United States are the ones who funded the Nazis. Because this is all about bringing communism into Europe. And then the one group of Nazis didn't want the communism into Europe. The communists had already infiltrated into Germany. And you got to read the book on all that and understand the entire parameter of this. It's very complicated what happened and what they did. And so their Nazis and their Satanists and their people started fighting with the other Satanists of the other group, and they decided to go ahead and overthrow Hitler. But they couldn't overthrow him because of his advanced weapons technology. So what they did, they gave him a free pass to Argentina to get the weapons technology. That's what happened. That's why he flew out of there a few hours, you know, on that small plane, which has been very historically documented, and he was sent on a submarine back to Argentina and lived the rest of his life out down there. In some places, some people say he went to the Philippines in the end. But the point was, he didn't get killed in that bunker. Now the Russians have done DNA testing on the body they had that was supposedly Hitler, and it's a woman. It's not even a guy. So the truth is, Hitler didn't die in the bunker. And he gave this advanced weapons technology from these viril maidens that were getting it from these demons of these other dimensions to the United States government, and then we brought in 36,000 of these German nutbag Nazi genius scientists over here to basically start this crap, okay? And then we tie all that together with the Mossad, with Israel, with the Rothschild faithful of Israel, tied together with the money supply, tied together with the Catholic Church, tying it together with the Bank of England, tying it together with the CIA, tying it together with the bringing of drugs. There's this giant matrix that all these things are tied together. And if you think it's supposed to be complicated on purpose, it's complicated on purpose because they don't want you to try to figure out what they're doing. It's all obfuscation. It's a big shell game they play with everybody all the time. Now they're like, oh, oh my goodness, let's get all the people out of Turkey. So the guy in Turkey's now thinking, oh my God, they're fixing to overthrow me now. So he may even start being compliant again and doing what he's supposed to do again so he doesn't get overthrown. Because he knows what happens once they start launching the doggone missiles into a country and they get overthrown. He saw Saddam Hussein get hung for doing nothing. Saddam Hussein had done nothing. Don't get me wrong. Saddam Hussein was not a poster child of political correctness, nor was he a poster child of doing things right, nor was he a poster child of not using all kinds of weapons, including on the Kurds, which is a beta test by our military to see how far and how much damage sarin gas could do. I mean, he did a lot of crazy stuff, but he was so mean over there, he kept everybody in line. But he didn't want to continue to use the United States dollar as the reserve currency. He wanted to start trading in euros and start trading in gold, and he wanted to diversify out of the dollar, out of the petrodollar. They could not allow that to happen. That's what happened to him. That's why he got knocked out. That's why Gaddafi got knocked out. That's why Egypt got knocked out. They do all of this stuff because of the petrodollar and because of maintaining the dominance with the United States reserve currency, and also because of the drugs. So this whole thing's a big mess, and it's all being brought to a head with these Luciferians in charge now, and now they're going to try to foam in another war. Here's another interesting article. The feds finally admit they are saving blood from babies' health screenings to track their DNA for life. The mass collection of people's DNA is becoming more popular in today's society and is being used for monitoring, tracking, studying, and micromanaging people throughout their lives. Such people are noticing this controlling trend of DNA collection and are rejecting these genetic breaches of privacy. Unbelievable. They're taking these babies and doing a heel stick on them as soon as they're born, and they're taking this blood and they're turning it over to the state, and that way they can lock in their DNA and their genetic compounds in their body forever and ever. And I personally believe it's a lot more than this. I believe it's to tie you into the artificial intelligence. I believe it's a lot more to do than just DNA registration. I think this is a whole thing they're doing that's going to be this Luciferian endgame with this artificial intelligence, because they can actually pinpoint you, your DNA, your exact frequency, and they can send a weapon to you and kill you by yourself. That's the problem with all of this technology. It's that advanced. They can hit you with a certain frequency weapon that is targeting your DNA, and they can do it to anybody they want if they've got your DNA on file. What's your next story, Oz?
Yes, exactly right with that. This is interesting. This just came from the American Patriot Daily. It says on here, the title, Obamacare just took another massive hit. Is total bankruptcy near? I doubt it, but this is the article that says on here. Every major insurance company is now warning Obamacare is a total failure and can take the economy down with it. America's major insurers are sounding the alarm about Obamacare, warning the program could soon go bankrupt. They state, we continue to have serious concerns about the sustainability of the public exchanges, said Ateno CEO Mark Batali. We remain concerned about the overall stability of the risk pool. He's referring to the fact that the pool of Obamacare enrollees is compromised of primarily older, sick Americans and may risk the program going into total failure. He said enrollees are consuming more services and paying into the program even less than was even predicted by the critics. As a result, all but one, the state-level Obamacare exchanges has been shut down after going bankrupt. Now the federal Obamacare pool could join them. They said Athena joins other major insurers in the warning that Obamacare is going down in flames. United Health has said that it will probably take about another $1 billion in losses on Obamacare plans. The company has said that it should have stayed out of the market longer and it may quit the program by 2017. Both Athena and United have been losing money hand over fist on Obamacare and could soon refuse to cover employees together. And it just goes on to here discuss how this it was never sustainable. You can't start giving massive amounts of insurance coverage to individuals that are paying premiums of $20 and $30 a month nonsense that they have right now. doesn't work at all. And then you have individuals like myself, they try and get just a basic insurance plan, it's $400 and $500 a month. Doesn't work. Especially when I hardly ever do, I've never used insurance, so I don't go to a doctor or hospital. You have these people that are using $20 and $30 a month premiums, and they live at the hospital. They're going there every day, every other day for some problem here, some problem there. It's not sustainable, and that's what's going on now. So it's interesting to see that everything we talked about before has pretty much been right about Obamacare before they implemented it. It's been a total failure, and I don't know how it's going to keep going on without massive government subsidies.
Well, no, it wasn't ever. It was never designed to work, Austin. It was designed to take the economy down.
Yeah.
It was designed to bankrupt the United States. I mean, that's what it was there for. It wasn't there to work. I mean, it wasn't ever there to work. It was written by the insurance companies to get massive, massive premium hikes, and their profits are going up. Some of these health insurance companies may not be making any money, but the vast majority of them involved in this whole thing have been able to jack the premiums through the roof. And here's why. When you require that somebody buys insurance, when you mandate it, what ends up happening is it doesn't matter what they charge, you have to buy it, otherwise you get penalized through IRS. So it doesn't matter. So that's what they did. When Roberts, the gay guy up in the Supreme Court, who was put in there by the way, by Ted Cruz, when he was put in there basically, and he voted against this thing, or voted for it, for Obamacare, he knew what he was going to do. He threw it in as a tax. And that's what the whole thing's turned into, is that you get taxed whether you have it, you get taxed whether you don't have it, and the insurance companies are making a fortune in general on this, but it's bankrupting the American population. A third of the people in the United States now cannot afford to buy food, housing, cars, insurance, anything. They're all going broke because of this, because a third of the people in the United States don't have a job because they're being replaced by the artificial intelligences and the computers. And this is what it all boils down to, and the massive, massive us sending all these factory jobs into Mexico and into China. I mean, it's unreal what we've done and how we've destroyed the middle class in the United States of America. I mean, I was raised in a middle class family when I was a kid, and you know, and my mom had her business there, and we had the cottages and all that stuff on the lake, and you know, and we had a decent life. A lot of people can't get that anymore, Austin. They don't have the ability to do that because, number one, they can't get out of their stupid student debt or off their credit card debt, and they can't file bankruptcy now if they've got a job properly. So the whole thing's been designed to bankrupt the United States. It's Cloward and Piven all over again, and it's designed to come in and destroy the United States one generation at a time. And little by little, the people in America have gotten so incredibly uneducated because of the schooling system. Let me give you some examples. Only 43% of all high school students knew the Civil War was fought sometime between 1850 and 1900. I mean, that's a pretty big gap. Only 43% knew that. That means it's almost 60% didn't know that. More than 25% of all high school students thought that Christopher Columbus made his voyage across the ocean in Atlanta after 1750. Approximately a third of all U.S. high school students did not know the Bill of Rights guarantees freedom of speech and religion. That's half third. Over only 60% of U.S. students knew that World War I was fought sometime between 1900 and 1950. I mean, if you had given specific dates, you probably would have had 90% wouldn't have known that. See, this is all has happened because it's been done on purpose. They've done this to dumb us down so we believe everything they say. After 2 years in college, 45% of students showed no significant gains in learning. After 4 years, only 36% showed little change. Students also spend 50% less time studying compared with the students a few decades ago. 35% of students report spending 5 or fewer hours per week studying at all in college. 50% said they never took a class in a typical semester where they had to write more than 20 pages. 32% never took a course in a typical semester where they had to read more than 40 pages in a week. My gosh, we used to have to read 2 books a week in graduate school. It was crazy. Watching TV, 4 hours and 32 minutes a day. Watching time-shifted television, 30 minutes a day. Listening to the radio, 2 hours and 44 minutes a day. Using a smartphone, 1.5 hours a day. Using internet or computer, over 1 hour a day. All in all, the people in the United States are simply not learning what they need to know in order to have a future in this country, Austin. And the sad part about it is it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. I mean, now kids get out of high school and they don't even get a diploma anymore. They get a certificate of completion. Now, whatever that is, I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. Okay? And so I guess they don't really graduate from high school. They just completed the coursework with B's and F's. I guess I don't know, buddy, what that means. But who knows? I mean, I don't know. What do you think, son?
Yeah, the certificate of completion always cracks me up. It's the politically correct way of saying you're a moron, you didn't graduate, but you did well, so we're giving you a completion. The same idea of everybody gets a trophy, everybody's first place. Doesn't matter how stupid you are, how little effort you put into it, you still get a trophy. Doesn't matter if one guy got a 99 and you got a 50 on your exam, everybody's the same. That's socialism. That's the way it's gone. It's political correctness run amok. It nauseates me. That's exactly how everything's going now. That's why so many people are in such support of Trump. He doesn't play that crap anymore. He's just flat out. He's not a politician. Like you said about the abortion comment, he doesn't know how to just try and say things real politically correct to appease people. He's just very blunt to the point about it. That's why a lot of people, I think, are so drawn to him.
But I don't, like you earlier, I don't believe for one second he's falling behind in Wisconsin. I don't believe that. I
believe the same thing I thought, because it was out of nowhere. It just, he's been strong on all the polls, and all of a sudden, Cruz is favored like 80% to win Wisconsin out of nowhere. And I'm like, the polls did just change overnight, but they've been working on these for months. Now all of a sudden, Cruz just comes out of nowhere. But you're absolutely right, though. If they change the narrative before it happens, majority of the population will not even think anything of it. Oh, the polls said that Cruz was favored to win. He won. The polls are always right. The media is always right. Everything they say is holy. They can't do any wrong. It's the media. That's how everybody looks at it, man.
That's right. It's the narrative. They want to spin the narrative so that people will believe the lie. And so they can't believe the lie if the polls don't repeat. Remember George Bush? Now, I'm not sure if this still is in force, but he outlawed all exit polling in national elections, not in the primaries, but in the national elections. So he said that people in California weren't going to the polls and voting because they were hearing the election was already going to be won by somebody from the East Coast or the middle part of the country. So they outlawed the exit polls. Now, there's no reason to outlaw exit polls. They've been doing exit polls for hundreds of years. The reason they outlaw the exit polls is they don't want the people to think that the exit polls aren't going to line up with the proper polls, so that way they can cheat on the Diebold election machines. If, in other words, here, let me give you an example. If 80% of the population votes for Trump in an exit poll, but they need to carry that precinct somewhere else for Cruz or for Hillary, they can't exit poll it because it's going to show there's a discrepancy. If suddenly 80% of the exit poll says it was Donald Trump, and suddenly it comes out and it's 80% for Hillary, and they invert it, what ends up happening, Austin, is everybody's going to know it's a lie. That's why they had to stop the exit polling, because they don't want us to know that they're giving us all of these lies. So for all the folks who don't want Donald Trump, you know, guys, unless we have a divine intervention, we probably won't get Donald Trump. We've got to believe that it's going to happen. We've got to believe he's going to stay safe. We love you guys. I appreciate you. I thank you so much for listening today. I hear the music playing. Also, go ahead and close, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow with John Rappaport tomorrow.
Yeah, we appreciate it, guys. And listen to the show. Today is March 31st, 2016, the last day of March. It's also the last day of our coupon code, ALIVE5, A-L-I-V-E, the number 5. That's 5% off anything in the store, including water distillers, food buckets, kits, everything. You name it, it's 5% off. That will be going till tonight at midnight. So if you want to grab that, be our guest. That's what we wanted it there for. But it will be ending tomorrow at midnight. So I'm letting you know that on the show right now, so nobody calls me up in 2 weeks and says that I gave you a wrong code that doesn't work. It is ending tonight at midnight. So go ahead and take advantage of that today. We appreciate you guys. If you need anything, give us a call or email us at healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.